Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Tesamet Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Simen Tav Samach Vav with the last Sif there and starting Tav Samach Zayin. So we begin on the very top line with the Mechaber Siv Vav, and he writes, Kemach, if you have flour, Shenafal Alav Delef, that has dripping water continuously dripping on it, Afilu Kol Hayom, even if it's all day long, the action of the dripping prevents Chimutz from taking place, and therefore Eino Boli De Chimutz, it doesn't become Chomet. However, he says, that's only as I mentioned, it's only if the dripping is continuous and there's a constant drip, 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 because that will prevent the chimutz. That's like being asik. And as we said, if you're being misasik with the dough when you're kneading it, so then you can knead it all day. There's no 18-minute shear for that. So this continuous dripping is the equivalent of asik, and therefore it's not machmitz. However, as soon as the dripping stops, v'yafenu miyad l'kashia posik, you have to go l'chatchila and bake it right away. Let's see inside the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chav Tes, and he tells us, Shetir Das Adelef, the continuous dripping of the drops of water, Moneya Mila Hachmetz, as I pointed out, it will prevent the Kemach, as a Kemach, from becoming Chometz. Hashari B'mei Adelef, that the flour that is being dripped upon can't become Chometz because of the continuous action of the dripping. And he says, V'afilu in mispashet halachus yosim imokum shadelef makasham. He says the water is going to spread out. So the dripping is going to fall on spot A, and the surrounding area is going to have flour mixed with water also. So what about those surrounding areas? They're not being constantly being misasik because of the dropping. Nevertheless, mikom mokom ayide terud hadelef, because of the dripping over here, all the flow around it is also going to be continuously moving from the dripping. Shemaka b'koach, since it hits it with some force, umavliya tipa achar tipa, drop after drop is coming, and even the surrounding areas, eino miniach lahachmitz kol svivav, they also are considered like being misasik with, and therefore nothing gets chometz over here as long as the dripping is continuous and ongoing. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Lamed explains, wrote Saloma, the Mechaber was telling us over here, Shiyu hatipos yordos ritzufo zu achazu kolayom. As I've already pointed out, it's continuous drip, 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 without any stoppage. Because if there is stoppage, the ilav hochi, then yitztofu ashiyo shibain tipo latipo shir mil. Then, if there were stoppings in the dripping, so then the pauses in between would all add up. And if they added up to be more than the 18 minutes, the shir to walk a mil, as we've explained previously, K'el, Simon Tov Nun Tes, if, hey, in the Ramah, Bahago over there, then it would in fact become Chometz. Now, if you look over here in Dirshu footnote number 36, he points out, if it fell but not continuously, and there were 18 minutes over here of non-continuous falling, so then the Chazon Ish writes, that could in fact become chometz, even though there's some dripping over here, but there are pauses that are adding all up together, and you even count the dripping in those 18 minutes. You even include the time that it's dripping. Why? The water hits the kemach, Eino pocheses es zman. It doesn't take away from the 18 minutes over here. Shein meshach zman lepkish benin, because there's almost no time in the actual dripping. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Pei brings this din down from the Maariv of Mordechai, and he says, Dafilu emneme, if you want to say, the ein shihos mitztarfos, if you want to say that we normally don't combine the two different pauses in between the dripping, gam kim bin and dafka ritzufos, you still need it to be continuous over here to have this tour. And he adds, we call Malkom gam humoda the yesh lochus shihios. Even the Maariv of Mordechai says you have to be concerned about these pauses over here, and the nafkamina over here between these shitos, the nafkamina, Mizek, he going in mitchilo yardu ritzufim, if it originally was going consecutive, ahakach shor shior chatzim mushal yardklo, then it stopped for the amount of time for 9 minutes, a half of a meal, v'ahakach yor ritzufim, then it started to drip again, and then v'ahakach shor od shior chatzim mil, another half of a meal, another 9 minutes, shalor yorad klo, so you have in total 18 minutes, although it's separated between good drippings, v'ahakach yor opam ritzufim, so now each pause of 9 minutes is surrounded by good dripping. So according to the Trumas Hadeshen, yesh lahachmi bazeh, that the opinion that we brought down that's more machmir says, no, we can add them together and you'd have a shear of a meal. But according to the Maariv of Mordechai, maybe you could be make a little bit because it's nullified by the continuous dripping. That's the nafkamin over here. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues and says, v'yesh me'achronim shemeforshim atam, there are those that explain, the kishenam yordus v'tzufos ein b'kochol menoachimut, that if it's not continuous, then it doesn't have the ability to stop, and that's the machlokas we brought down over here between the Maariv of Mordechai and the Trumas HaDeshen. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed tells us, therefore, once the dripping has stopped and you were able to prevent the chemitza process from occurring, but now it's going to start, you should bake it right away. Rotz Lomay, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Shelo Yaniach HaKemach, you shouldn't let the flour over here, Shenislach LeBemayim, that became wet with water, Beli Esek, without being worked on, because the dripping is like working on it, but once the dripping stops, unless you're going to work on it, you should bake it right away. Therefore, Elo Yolush, you can knead it, V'yefemiyad, and then when you're done kneading it, that's still Esek, you should bake it right away. As we already learned as well, Kavurul El Simon Tofenun Tesef Base. Now, this is all lechatchila. V'zeu lechatchila. But b'di'eved, abo b'di'eved ein osur, it doesn't become chometz, elo kishin ishtah shir mil, achar shivsek adela. The bottom line is, b'di'eved, as long as there's no 18-minute pause, then you can still bake it and it's okay. But lechatchila, you should bake it right away and not rely upon any pauses, as we've learned previously. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im hu mesupok im adelav toridim la." If the guy doesn't know, did it or did not continuously drip over here, so you just see it drip, dip, dip, drip, drip right now, but you don't know that was a continuous process. So we have to go sofik daraisa oser luchumra, and that's what the Mishnah says in Sifkot Lamed Beis. The sfeik daraisu, it's a sofik over here. This is real chometz daraisa versus maybe it dripped constantly and it's not, and therefore v'afilu lashosu oser, and to leave it even isn't allowed. You have to go and get rid of it because it's a sofik daraisa chometz. And furthermore, Vidali Mishaburu says, Du adin bedogon. The same thing would apply even with grains, not only with flour. Gam kein din ohochi. And in fact, in the Sharetzion Oz Peidali, some actually had the gears over in the Gemara that this is talking about dogon. Dim hadelav torid olof tif achar tif. If on the grains that were detached from the ground, it fell on it drip after drip, afilu kol yom kulo, even all day long, ain't a boli dechimutz, it won't be able to become chametz. However, vim eno yori tif achar tif, if it doesn't fall continuously, then nechmotzin aydemayim, then the grains can also become chametz. Even though, v'af kishiyor olof tif achar tif, miyad shivsik tor l'tochna. But even if you do accept this, that it was dripping all day on the grains, you should immediately go and grind it right after the dripping has stopped. The issue footnote number 38 brings down, if it was dripping, 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 and you left the room, and then you come back, and you're not sure over here, was it dripping the entire time? And when you come back, it's still dripping like it was previously, but you don't have knowledge that it definitively was dripping the entire time. So the Kav HaChaim brings down a name pre chodesh that you don't have to be concerned that it stopped dripping while you're away, and this kemach is certainly good with all of the caveats that we mentioned over here, that we're not concerned over here that the kiluach stopped when you went outside. One has the right to presume that since it was dripping when you left and it's dripping when you came back, that the dripping continued the entire time. Now we continue with Sifkot and Lamed Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Osir, so he brings down from the Prima Gadim, Ayin the Prima Gadim, Shadaito, Lahachmir, Bechol Ofim, Bekem Achalach. He says, we should be Machmir over here in all these situations. Why? Ki ain on a Bekim, Leida, Ezo, Mikre, Tif, Tif. Bottom line is, we're saying that this tif-tif is enough to make it like it's an asik on it. But how much is that? We don't really know. So the Prima Gadim is Machmir, Ayin Shom, the Prima Gadim. And with this we conclude, Simen Tav Samach Vav. And now we'll begin Simen Tav Samach Zayin, which is a much longer Simen, and we begin with Sif Aleph over here. And it's going to deal with grains that are immersed in water. And that's what the Mechaber starts. And he says, Dogon Shenitba Benohar. If you have over here grains that were immersed in water, or Shenofal of Maim, or that water fell on them. They didn't have to be immersed, but water fell on them, on the grains. So the Mechaber tells us, Kishem Sha'osu Liochlo, just like you can't eat this because of the concern of Chometz on Pesach, Kach Osu Likaimo. You're not allowed to keep it. You have to get rid of it. So what should you do? You're allowed to sell it to a Yisrael, a Lemochli Yisrael before Pesach, as long as Umodio Kideshi Yochlenu Kodom HaPesach. As long as you tell him, listen, I'm sending Chometz. You're allowed to sell bread a day before Pesach to somebody because he knows it's bread. So as long as you tell him this is Chometz thicker grain, it's not a problem to sell it to another Jew. That's all we're going to do in the Mechaber for today. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah inside now. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, in Sifkat Nalef, he brings that from the Tur. But Tur Kotsa, the Ein HaChometz Nika V'chule. We're talking here that it's not clear from the grains looking at them, they haven't split open, that they're Chometz. So Mashma, that would imply the Im HaChometz Nika, if it was clear that these grains were Chometz, then Mutter, then you'd be allowed to sell it to anybody. Bein Kemosh Shishamochul Yisrael, whether you're selling it to a Yid, Bein Kishamochul Yakim, or whether you're selling it to a non-Jewish person, because there's no concern over here that it's going to be sold to a Yid on Pesach. The Sulekal Amecha Shishiach Zavim Karel Yisrael, Yochlen of a Pesach. Because since it's obviously that it's Chometz over here, there's no concern that if you sell it to a guy, he's going to go turn around and sell it back to a Yid. Because it looks like Chometz, therefore, there's no problem selling a guy a loaf of bread before Pesach, because he may come to sell it to a Jew. No, the Jew is going to know that it's chametz and therefore won't buy it. That Yisrael Yaki Ren, because in the case over here with the grain, it's clearly obvious that it is chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down, you see in the Shaar Tzion Osala from the Ola Shabbos in the name of the Ran, the Yeshman HaPoskim, the Ran is holding over here, Shemachmirim. We don't allow this. Why? Because you know what? He's not going to keep it as grain. Shema Yitchan Ha'akum. Maybe the Akum is going to grind it up, and now it's flour. How are you going to be able to tell that this flour was really Chometz originally? And the Imkrim, he's going to sell it to Yid. He's going to think that it's perfectly good Kosher LePesach flour when it's really Chometz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, Ochein l'minogenu, that our minog is she'en lochin kemach lepesach min hashuk. We don't take stam flour from the shuk, as we brought down previously, that you should always have flour that is shmira, that is watched. It's shmura matzah flour, and therefore you can't just buy that straight from the shuk. And therefore, mitzadidim, nowadays, he says we can hold kamachron, and many achronim say the lekel mechash. We don't be concerned that the goy has ground up the chometz stick of grain and is now selling it to you as kosher lepesach flour, because we don't do that. And therefore, ubimakom hatrak, under extenuating circumstances, no other flour available, yesh l'haka, one could rely upon this kula. The issue footnote number one brings down over here the reason that we have this minhag not to go and buy grain from the shuk, because they would normally, unless it was specifically made kosher lepesach flour, they would go and soak it in water, the grains, and therefore v'dinon kedogon shetova ba'anar, and this would be concern over here that it became chametz, like or immersed in a river grain. However, Ochein Hamogen Avram brings down, which is the source really for the Mishnah Berurah, as is pointed out over here in the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Beis, he brings down Hevi Din Zeh She'en Choshishim Shemo Yitchonim Enoch Revivikim Yisrael. He says that we're not concerned about this. He says, this is true, even in places where they didn't go and wash off the chitim, so we still don't allow this except under Shasat Chak. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Bey says, Umodiyo, you're allowed to go and tell the Jew that you're selling him this chometz stick of grain, if it's not clear that it is. However, Aval in Sobchal Achrozi, you can't make an announcement over here. Making a public announcement, maybe he won't hear it. Dulai, Ikaman de Loshom al Achrozi, somebody may not hear the Achroz over here. And therefore, Ukishimodiyo, when you go tell the Jewish person over here that you're selling him Mutulim Kolo Afilu Harbe, you can even sell him a lot, that obviously he's going to either not be able to use it before Pesach, or he's going to have to go sell it to a guy. But however, without notifying him, even a little bit, you can't assume that he's going to eat it for breakfast tomorrow before Pesach starts, even if it's only a little bit. Because he may not realize that it's chametz, and he may save it and eat it on Pesach. The issue footnote number 7 brings down the mocker of this din over here, how achrozah is not good. He says, this is the Magen Avram, and the name of the Shulte Giborim, in the Dapi Arif, and he says, Shoshoneh, this is different over here, the hachraza that the Gemara allows elsewhere, here it doesn't allow it. When it comes to shchita, and if they would announce over here that there was a treifa, then they're not allowed to buy meat from a nochri, because the nochri has the treifa. But if they didn't announce it, then you're allowed to buy meat from the nochri in a place with only with Jewish butchers, because there's clear-cut evidence, because there was no hachraza, that it is kosher. So he says, this is different over here. La niach she'en abasa treifa. In that situation, you can rely upon the fact that since there was no hachrozah, that the basar is not treifa. However, in regards to dogon, he says, even if you make an announcement, who says that the nachri over here is going to use it that day? Maybe he's going to sell it for weeks later. The meat will spoil, so it has to be sold that day. But the grain could last for days, weeks, months. And therefore, v'lo yadu shu'a dogon shetava benar. Therefore, there's a practical difference over here. You may not know that the dogon actually was the ones that were immersed in the river. He says, however, achon la'oshon ha-mishnah berurah, shekos of the ulai ika man, the lo shama l'achraza, he says, somebody may not have heard achraza. It's a little bit difficult, that language, because if the kavana over here was that it's that they heard the achraza, but it wouldn't be effective, they should have said so. Or he says, oh, shachumhu b'chomei shechayshinon shem ikoman de lo shama. It's that we're concerned that somebody may not hear it, but also this other concern that it may not be the same grain that fell in that day that they made the achraza. Finally, the issue footnote number 7 brings down the limkor chometz yedua kodim pesach liyisrael shechosher al chiles chometz pesach. Are you allowed to sell a loaf of bread to somebody that you know is going to eat bread on Pesach? This grain over here that's chometz, you're going to sell it to a non-observant Jew, and he's going to eat it tomorrow. He's going to make it into a bagel on Pesach. So are you allowed to do that? Why isn't there a problem with Livnei Iver? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal asked this question in the Mincha Shlomo, and he's left with the Tzorochian. Madua ein bekach iser shel Livnei Iver. Why isn't there an iser of Livnei Iver lo sitein michshol in this situation? Why should you be allowed to go and sell it to a non-observant Jew if he may come to go and eat it on Pesach? So it's a little bit short of a shir today, but it's a good stopping point, so we'll leave something for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.